Kevin Larson's been farming in Story County for more than 40 years. When he started with his dad, he says everyone stored corn in their own cribs.
As combining, harvesting with a combine, did you get just the grain materialized? Some people just took it straight to town as grain instead of storing it on the farm.
Larson never did. Today, he's got 10 steel storage bins. For other farmers, on-site storage is a new responsibility, but its popularity is growing. The key, Larson says, is maintaining grain quality.
I feel I have enough experience that I can monitor it pretty closely, just by sight.
What he looks for is any sign that a crust has formed on top. Iowa State University agricultural engineering professor Carl Byrne explains how that can happen.
If certain conditions occur during storage, it's possible that some moisture will move from the bottom parts of the grain up to the top and then condense near the top level of the grain and then mold and form a hard layer, in other words, a crust.
When grain is unloading, it flows out the bottom of the bin, creating an inverted cone inside. If there's a crust on top, then a gap between that crust and the flowing grain isn't visible. When grain stops coming out, a farmer may go in to see what's happened. It's called walking the grain. That's when disaster can strike. You hear about entrapment, often leading to death, when people punch through that crust, fall into the empty space, and then get buried as grain falls in all around them. Scott Haugen wants to stop that from ever happening.
We've been to the moon. We can do a better job taking care of grain.
Haugen's Marshalltown company provides technology that helps prevent crust from forming.
You think about the technology that we have in hybrids. We have disease-resistant, drought-resistant, Roundup-resistant. Then you think about the technology that producers have today with, you know, the inside of a combine looks like the cockpit on an F-17 fighter.
Technology in the bin is the next logical step, Haugen says.
Well, today we're visiting Mid-Iowa Co-op's Midway site, a new $18 million facility they built last year.
Mid-Iowa's been one of Haugen's advanced grain management customers for 7 years. He calls them an early adopter. A constant data stream from each bin feeds the temperature and moisture conditions to software that will trigger alerts and can be set to turn on fans or make other adjustments as necessary. A manager can view the data in the on-site control room or from a remote office or smartphone.
If you need it on the cloud, we'll get it there too.
Agreement is widespread that the best way to prevent grain bin entrapment is to keep people out of bins. And ISU's Byrne agrees with Haugen that the way to do that is to stop the problem-causing crust from ever forming. That's the engineering puzzle industry and academia continue to pursue. Though at least one bin maker, Sukup, does offer manual tools operated from outside the bin for breaking up a crust. Farmer Kevin Larson says his tech-free method serves him well.
We've done it long enough that we kind of know the symptoms and what to look for and keep an eye on it as needed.
Larson's not using temperature or moisture meters or the internet, just his eyes. But he's also cautious.
We never go in when we're unloading. If for some reason somebody would have to go in, we shut the conveyors off and always have two people there.
Larson can't foresee a future where walking the grain is never necessary. But some commercial elevators, including Mid-Iowa, already have no entry policies. And that makes them ever more dependent on emerging innovative technologies. In Story County, I'm Amy Mayer, Iowa Public Radio News.